A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 Fit Talmud. Chulin Chaf Beis, Chulin 22a, pagination is 43. Starting from the bottom of the page, about 8 lines up, Masnisin, the new Mishnah. In the previous Mishnah, which was on Yutes Amud Beis 19b, we had the Mishnah presenting a contrast between Shechita and Malika. Shechita being regular slaughtering of the animal. In the case of a bird, cutting at the neck from the underside, from the soft part. But by a bird, there's also Malika in a specific case in the Beis HaMikdash where the Kohen would nip the bird's head from the back with his nail. And the Mishnah did a contrast. Shochet has to be from the front, Molek has to be from the back, and different differences. What's kasher for Shechita is pasul for Malika, what's kasher for Malika is pasul for Shechita. Our Mishnah continues in that general style, and will continue like that in the upcoming Mishnayos. Things that are kasher one way, kasher a different way, things that are somewhat similar but not quite the same. And so we learn our Mishnah, kosher bitorin, what's kosher by a bird called a turtle dove, posel bivnei yona, is going to be invalid when it comes to the young pigeon. And likewise, kosher bivnei yona, what's kosher by the young pigeon, posel bitorin, is going to be posel by the turtle dove. There are two birds mentioned in the Torah that are kasher for karbanos. There are many kosher birds, but these are the two that are mentioned as kasher for karbanos. And the age is going to be different for them. The Bnei Yona, as the term denotes, is youthful, children of a Yona, so to speak, the young ones, as opposed to the Torin that are only kasher when they're in adulthood. Says the Mishnah, Techilas hatzihuv, baze uvaze pasul. If it's just starting to get yellow, there's a color recognition on the feathers of the bird, so the beginning of that change of color is going to be baze uvaze pasul, is going to be pasul by both. By the Bnei Yona, by the young pigeons, it's considered too old. And by the Torin, the turtle dove, it's considered too young. If we wanted to focus what this yellow stage is, it's a little bit like the teenage years by a human being, where you're not a child, you're not an adult. And we're actually saying that that middle transition stage is pasul both by Torin and by Bnei Yona. And we'll see in a moment in the Gemara a question. Is that a sense of doubt? Or is that a definitive transitional stage that is neither? The Gemara tells us, Tanu Rabbanan, we learned, Torin gedolim kesherim ketanim psulin. The Torin are kosher as adults, but not in their youth. Bnei Yona ketanim kesherim gedolim psulim. And the term young pigeon is that the young ones are kosher and the old ones are pasul. Nimtza, the result is, as we've described, kasher betorim pasul bevnei yona, kasher bevnei yona pasul betorim. What's kasher for one is pasul for the other, and vice versa. Let's move on to Amud Beis and take a look midway on the page at the end of the line, Tafresh Tanu Rabbanan Yachal. We learnt, I would think, Yihiyu Kala Torim V'chol Bnei Ayona Kesherim, that all Torim and pigeons are going to be kosher. Talmud Loma Min HaTorim V'lo Kol HaTorim, Min b'nei ayona v'lo kol b'nei yona. there's an exclusion. It's not all. Prata techilas hatzihuv shebozeh v'shebozeh shepasol. It comes to exclude the beginning of the yellowing that is pasul by both. Me'emasei hatorim kesherim. When are the torim, the turtle doves, kosher? Mishayazhivu, when they become gold. Me'emasei b'nei yona psulim. When are the b'nei yona pasul? Mishayatzhivu, once they turn yellow. So the result is that these become pasul once they start turning yellow, and the others don't become kosher until they turn gold. So that middle stage is pasul for both. Now, I would like to mention regarding colors that we have two terms here, zahav and tzahov. And our Gemara here on Amud Beis is clearly considering them two different descriptions. Mishayazhivu is golden, Mishayatzhivu is yellow. In the pasuk of the Torah, though, where colors come up in this type of color, the case of tzaras on a person's body, Parshas Tazria, which is Perek Yud Gimel, Psukim Lamed and Lamed Beis, the word tzahov there is used, and the Rambam in the halachas of Tumas Tzaras, Ches Dalid, defines the word Zahov as Ketavnis HaZahov, similar to gold. Now, exactly what the Rambam meant to do with that, if he was just putting you in the ballpark, it was a technical term. But when Artscroll translated it into English, they use the word golden, a golden here. Rabbi Kaplan, in his translation, uses the word blonde, and in the footnote, he writes, or gold, based on the Rambam's writing, that it was zahav-like, gold-like. But again, in our Gemara, in the transition of color in the bird, there's a difference between zahav and tzahov. It's not the same thing. One is yellow, one is gold. Let's skip to the last 8 lines of the page. Boi Rabbi Zeira. Rabbi Zeira asked the following question. Ha'omer alai ola min atorim o min b'nei hayona. If a person says, I'm accepting to bring an ola, either from the turtle doves, or from the pigeons, whichever one it works out. So he could really discharge his obligation either way. The havi, and he brought what I described as the teenage stage, the transition stage, techilas hatziyov shebozeh v'shebozeh, the beginning of the yellowing of both the Torim and the b'nei yona ma'u, what's the halacha? And we have to follow his logic. Sfeika have vinafik, is that middle stage simply a doubt if that's adulthood or not? And therefore we were forced to disqualify it, both from the b'nei yona, because we're not sure it's young enough, and we disqualified it from the Torim because we're not sure it's old enough, but it's only a suffik, and it is either young or old. And therefore, if you have an obligation to bring Torim and b'nei yona, and you brought both types, one or the other is going to be kosher. You're not supposed to do this. You're not supposed to bring yourself into suffik. You're not supposed to bring the wrong type of bird, which one of them is wrong in the Beis HaMikdash, but ultimately you fulfilled your obligation. Odilma, or maybe, Beria Have, it's a new entity. When we talk about teenage years, part of the confusion is highlighted by the fact that in earthly issues, once a boy is 13, a girl is 12, he, she is considered an adult legally. And we handle that both for good and for better. They're considered adults in the earthly realm. But we're told that a person is not punished b'dinei shamayim. In the heavenly court, they wait till 20. So however that plays out and what it means, but it's clearly indicating a recognition of transition between the age of 13 to 20, or a girl 12 to 20, there's a recognition. And the question is what that is acknowledging. Is it a suffix or it's a beria? It's a whole new entity. Velonafik, in which case by these birds, the transition stage is not a child and it's not an adult. It's not that it's a question which one it is, and it is one or the other, we're just not sure. So somehow if you did both, you would fulfill. It's actually a new entity, and you would not fulfill on either front. So for our purposes, we'll leave that as a question and recognize that Torim and Bnei Yona are clearly of different ages in the way they would be eligible to be a Karban. One more thought to squeeze in Shir HaShirim, the second perek, we find the Tor, the turtle dove mentioned in Pasuk Yud Beis, verse 12, and we find the Yona mentioned in Pasuk Yud Dalid, verse 14. Yonasi bechagve hasela. The dove is in the crevices of the stone, and this is one type of bird. We're dealing in Pasuk Yud Beis, though, Kol HaTor Nishma Ba'artzenu. The voice of the turtle dove is heard in our land. So the Malbim, for example, points out, She'ad Ata Hisrachka Mepnei Astov. Until now, because of the cold, the turtle dove is not here. And now we're starting to hear the sound of the turtle dove. So the turtle dove is a bird that emigrates. It leaves based on the season, comes back when it's warmer. The Yona stays put and is traditionally described as loyal, as stable in its location, just two very different symbolisms associated with these two birds. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.